Psachim Perches Mishne Beis. Hoyme la'avdoi tse yushchoyte la'is ha'pesach. He tells his Eved, b'derech chal, person who's had avodim is wealthier. The Gemara says over here, it's not even enough for a wealthy person. We're talking over here about a melech v'malko. They're not particularly makbid on which thing they're eating the Korban Pesach for because they're ruggled to eat various dishes. So what specifically the Korban Pesach is made out of doesn't really make a difference to them. So the Mishnah says, Azadin, say shchoyto la'is ha'pesach. He tells him shecht. But he didn't say which type of animal to shecht. He gives over to one of the avodim to shecht for him. Shochat gdi, yoichal, shochat tle, yoichal. Whichever one the Eved shechts is fine with. But again, like we said, b'derech kol, a regular person is makbid. Either his taste runs this way, his taste runs that way, or he has cheshbonis mitzad the money, which one to shecht. But a melech, it's all the same because there's constant shinuyim and there's constant sudis. Which one is taking the Korban Pesach over here? Whichever one was shechted first. Shochat gdi utle, yoichal min arishon. Again, we have a suffix, a regular person, so maybe the Eved, the one who's entrusted to shecht, could shecht, and it'll be nizbar later on which one the Adin wants. No, because that's yesh breira. That's anything which is mitla toli b'shas la'asiyo, in a determination to be made later. We spoke this out. We paskin that ain breira by dinim deraisa. Yesh breira by dinim derabanan, ain breira by dinim deraisa. But for the melech and the malka, it doesn't really make a difference. So therefore, whichever one it is. Shochach ma omalei rabbi. He was told something specific. Now over there, even by a melech and malka, can't switch arbitrarily. If he was told gdi, then it's going to be a gdi. If he was told tle, it has to be a tle. So what should he do? Ketzed yase. Yishchat tle o gdi v'yoyma. Im gdi omali rabbi, gdi shaloi utle shali. If he said gdi, so then the gdi is for him, and the tle is my korban for myself, and that's not his korban. The same thing. Now, there's two questions that are almost apparent over here. One question is, what does that mean that one behemoth, one carbon is his? It's his? Mashakona Eved Kona Rabbi. We're talking here about Avodim. See, you could say it doesn't mean in real Eved. It's not the Mashmos. Or you're going to have to say, the Gemara makes a cheshman, daf peches, a ganze cheshman, that he goes to a roya, a moicha behemois, that his master is used to using, a steady supplier, and the roya wants to do what's right for the master. So he gives it to him and he makes a tnai, in order that he should be able to shecht both kabbalas, because he doesn't know what the master wants, and there's a kbeda there. The master told him gdi, so he goes, or tle, so he goes to the roya, the moicher, and the moicher gives him one, what's called in the Gemara, almanah she'en l'rabcha rishus boy. An Eved could be kind of something for himself if the person who's giving it to him speaks out specifically almanah she'en l'rabcha rishus boy. So this is the way it's going to have to be done. That's one question. The other question that begs itself is that soiv kol soiv, the Eved, when he shechts, doesn't know which one the Rav wants. Why is that not yesh breira and ein breira? Wasn't this bar b'shaitoi? The answer to that is that since the Rav told him something specific, that's not a suffix. He has a suffix, a mental lapse. If you forget something, that's not called yesh breira and ein breira. Yesh breira and ein breira means where it's takanat nizbar. We spoke about cases where a person puts down neruve. We had an eruve. A person puts down neruve tchumen. He takan doesn't know which direction he wants to go tomorrow. He wants to be mafish truma from a barrel of wine. He takan doesn't know which cup of wine he's going to be mafish for truma. But over here it is known. It's known which one the Rav wants. He wants to do whichever one the Rav told him to do. And the Rav told him what to do. The fact that he has a chsoron yediyah does not make it into a yesh breira and ein breira situation. Shochach rabbi ma'omaloi. Here we have a little more of a problem. Where the Rav himself forgot. So there is no yediyah. Shneim yotzel ubeis ha'sreifa. There's nothing you can do about it. It's worse than breira. Over here there's no etzah. Pesach is only nechel lemnuyov. Over here, you don't know which one is lemnuyev, which one is not. Uptur milasis pesach sheni. You can't eat it because you don't know which one is your carbon. Pesach sheni nechal lemnuyev, and melech yotzel beis asreifa. Upturin milases Pesach Sheni means that he was yoitze Pesach Rishon. Can't be mekayim the mitzvah achila, but lemaisa the din of hakrovas Pesach he was yoitze. Memeli is part of last Pesach Sheni. And here, shal is kama v'gan nitzava. Since the korban miikroi, there was an iyidia. It wasn't roi lachila. A korban that's not roi lachila. Remember, the ikra of hakrovas from Pesach is for achila. We had that in the Mishnah in Tom and Ishchel legabi shalay lishmo. We had that legabi tumma in Perek Elu Dvorim. The same should be true over here. There's one of two possibilities. One possibility is offered by Reb Kiva Eger. This seems to be how he learns up in the Rambam. The Rambam passes so hein in the Pirshim Shnayis and hein in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Korban Pesach. What you have to say is that the shikha of the Rav was after Zrika. If the shikha was there before Zrika, and Akhanami. The korban was never roi. The zrika sadam wasn't there, but if in that it's roi to eat. So the korban is possible. It's only if the shikha was afterwards. Yeah, okay, you weren't mekayem mitzvah achila, but the mitzvah akrova you were yoitza. There's no second chance at the mitzvah achila. If you were yoitza akrova, you can't bring a pesach sheni. Pesach sheni is somebody who can't be yoitza akrova. The other possibility over here is based on a gemara peches. Shall's whether we pass in that way, Lamaskona. This is the way the Rav learns. Rashi seems to learn that way. And there's a discussion in the Poskim about it in the next parak. What it is that since the chsorin in the achilo is not in the korban, it's a chsorin in the mind of the Rav. But there was one korban that was miyuchid, and he was monui. There's a problem here. You're right. It's not only a technical problem. It's a problem that b'shas zrika it was impossible to eat, but it's a problem in a chesaron yediyah. It doesn't pass up the korban, and therefore, even if the zrika's hadam was with this shikha, you yait to the korban, you don't have to bring pesach sheni. Mishnah Gimel ha'ima labonov. This mishnah is another brera situation. It's brought in the sugya of brera in the third parak in Gittin. Listen, he sets his options out over here. He says to his children, I'm including, I'm being memane on this Pesach that I'm shechting. Whoever is going to, he's making a race. Whoever is going to be oil first Yerushalayim. The first child, they race. He reaches the gates Yerushalayim. He gets in, what's called getting in, Reisha Verubay. Zocha Bechelkoi. Surprise. What do you mean? The father said only the first one. No. Zoche b'chelku, mezakes echovimoy. So l'chari, what's mukhrach over here, which the Gemara speaks out in Gittin, in the Zugin Dav Chofei, is that he doesn't mean to be memana one son to the exclusion of the others. What he means to do is he means to be mechabed. The one son who reaches first is going to be niskabed. He's the roish of the children. That's why there's no problem with Breira, because he meant really to be mechaber all his children. He's meman all of them. The Mishnah is just speaking out that if you say that, Nusach Yitaka meant all of them, and then memel is Zalka Bechalka Mizacha Zecha Vimoy, but it doesn't play into Yesh Bere Neim Breira. Well, add one more detail, is that the Sugya of Yesh Bere Neim Breira, one of the places where the Gemara discusses this din, Biyachas to Pesach, and being memane ala Pesach, is in the Dorm Daf Lamed Vov, and the Shaila over there, is taka the din of selaveis ovois that you have to be nimna la pesach could very well be that it's not a din deraisa. If it's a din deraisa, then this Mishnah is talking about where he was memana taka, he was memana, all his children come pesach, and now he's shechting for whoever reaches the rishon. For whoever reaches their rishon, that's who he's shechting for. But ba'etzim, all of them are nimna on the korban pesach. The other possibility is that the din of celibate services is derabonon. Bonav hagdoilim would be also to be part of the korban pesach if they weren't monui. We're talking over here, the Gemara says, about bonav haktanim. And bonav haktanim, since the whole din of celibate services is derabonon, so bonav haktanim could be nimne ala pesach, or rather, they don't have to be nimne ala pesach, they could still be chazal, weren't geyser. According to the first way we said it, that the din of celibate of deraisa, you have to say that bonav haktanim can be part of his korban pesach. That's the gzeisa kosa. They can be part of his korban pesach without being nimna the way a gadol is nimna. Okay, that's the reisha of this mishnah. Then the mishnah adds, how many people taka could you be have as nimnoim on the Korban Pesach. Lo'olam nimno lavat sheber kizayis cholachet ve'achot. Really, we had this halacha in the previous parak where there was a discussion about how many kizayisim could you pull out, which halachim of the behemo are roi la'achilo. But here he's telling you straight out that it can be kizayis cholachet ve'achot. That's all you need. Either not going to eat ala soivus, you'll have to make more Korban chagiga to accompany it, that the Korban Pesach should be eaten al ha-soiva. Loshen in the Mishnah over here, lo'olam nimnolav. Lo'olam is always coming to be marbid something. So what the Gemara explains over here, the Mepharshim bring, is lo'olam nimnolav is even if there was a minui, there was a subscribership to this Korban Pesach, and they all, the whole chevra walked away from this Korban Pesach, and they were mamana themselves, they became minuyim on a second carbon, you can keep this carbon going with a different group. So machlokes in the Gemara, if you need members of the original group to be part of as many people as are nimne on a carbon, do you need members of the first group to still be nimnim? Or could the whole first group leave and you could then subscribe a second group? Back and forth in the Gemara on Pei Tes. Until what point could you be mevatel the minui? After the shchita, the carbon is already hukva as being chal for those people. So at that point, you can't switch it. You can't be. The Mepharshim point out, Reb Shimon is moide that you can't be nimne after the shchita, because the ikur of that krovas carbon pesach is chal in the shchita. That's for sure. He just means that there's a halacha you could pull out until the Zrika. Since the Shem HaBailim in a regular carbon, the Ritzui of the Bailim is Bezrika, until that point you could pull out. Now, where they argue is the Pasuk that we quoted in Perakei. The Pasuk says, Vashkita of Karben Bezrach, B'michsas Nefoshois, Tochoisu Allah. So the Gemara understands that Pasuk refers to Shkita. The Pasuk also says, even though the Pasuk Vir, Tochoisu, is going with Rabbi Shkita, Vim Yimat HaBayis, Mihiyos mise. So the Gemara Dash is an interesting lashon apostle. Mihiyos mise is when it becomes a carbon. When's that point? On that point, there's a machlokes tanoim over here b'mashmos apostle. You could be nimna until the shchita, but since it's a pasuk mihiyos mise, so at what till what point could they pull out? Vim yimata bayis mihiyos mise. It's becoming the smite. There are those that are pulling out. Mihiyos mise could be that means the zrika. And that's where the Machlokes Tanoim over here is coming from.